From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More information on the Istanbul airport attack. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attack were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's third busiest airport has increased to 44, while more than 230 people were wounded. Police conducted raids on 16 locations in three Istanbul neighborhoods Thursday, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Andrew Mitchell is a Conservative MP.
Well, I think the issue is basically where do they stand on the critical problems which we're going to have to face as a country. So which of them is best able to do a deal on Europe?
Brexit supporter Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest. Interior Minister Theresa May, who reminds many in the Tory party of Margaret Thatcher, is now the favorite to replace Mr. Cameron. The United States Thursday added eight countries to its blacklist of nations not doing enough to end human trafficking. The U.S. State Department has put Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan on the list of its 27 worst offenders, along with Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. This is VOA News.